to the hour now, Doug Steffen Good Day program from Washington, as I've had my travels across the country this past week. Richie, where did we start? Let's see. On Monday last week, I was in the snowstorm, or had gotten out of the snowstorm, and down into Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday was in El Paso.
Right, and the storm followed you.
The storm followed me. I had 3 days of snow. Then I went up to Amarillo and across to... Where was I? I don't even remember. I mean, ended up on Friday.
After the day in Memphis.
Right.
And then you were in Oklahoma one
Nashville,
day.
Yeah, right. So driving across eastern Tennessee on Friday, it poured like I have never... It's the same storm. All across the country.
Right. You've been following.
Poured. And then, of course, he brings it into D.C. here. So we had wet weather all weekend long. And
you.
It finally cleared up yesterday.
It was pouring in Los Angeles, too. I mean, absolutely dumping buckets.
All right, so it's maybe on recycle now.
Yeah, so it's coming again.
We hit the recycle button. Yeah, going back again. So anyway, the point is that I'm in Washington. Richie and I had a nice dinner last night. Charlotte actually is with Richie.
She's right here.
In the studio.
I turned on one of the microphones where Charlotte is sleeping on the other side of the glass from me.
Yeah.
Let's check in with her and see if she's snoring yet.
Right.
Nope.
No snoring.
Really? Quietly sleeping.
She's very chill.
She is passed out, man.
Is she?
She is gone. I took her out
not
a little bit earlier.
Not worried about where Doug is, huh?
Yep. She she fertilized the lawn out on the side of the building. You know,
nice.
Took her time.
She doesn't. She really trusts. She knows one thing. She trusts that I will be back, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Whenever she doesn't want me to go, and then when I come back, there's this wonderful recognition. There's always the reward.
Right.
I guess on both sides. I'm talking about my English bulldog Charlotte, who's 11 and a half years old, and is the most wonderful traveling companion. She just sits in the seat like she does the pickup truck on the farm at home, looking around at stuff. Every once in a while, a little extra gas, and she wants to jump. Well, and that's
I'm not so sure these trips are good for her hips, though. She's a little stiff.
Well, she is stiff. Well, I give her the medication that she's on now. She gets Tramiel, and she gets another thing that really helps to relieve the stress of the arthritis that she has at this age. But once she gets rid of it, she rips herself all around. And you know what? She's not even a benefactor of the national health care policy. I'm paying for that stuff myself, as it turns out. Nice chuckle from Spike Ward, who is here with me, as a way of circling back here. The reason that I'm in Washington today is to have conversation with lots of folks who are involved in the conversation, the deliberations, if you will. Day one of a three... This would be considered a trifecta or a hat trick or whatever. 3 days of arguments before the Supreme Court on whether or not a certain part of Obamacare or what's the official name of the...
We're calling it Obamacare now.
We do call it Obamacare.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So I don't want to be politically incorrect.
Right.
Far be it from me to be politically incorrect. I'm not... If Spike Ward is here, she doesn't know that I'm really much right down the middle. I'm the guy that's down the middle. You do a comic strip called Art. Tell us about that.
Actually, I started Art when I got mad about this whole thing.
Really?
And I needed somewhere to go. I'm an artist, and I paint and I draw. And right at the time that I stopped listening to what was going on with the Affordable Care Act, I needed something to do.
It's the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, so I...
Let's forget that.
I started a comic strip about art because that's what I know the most about. So it was a way for me to just balance myself, keep my sense of humor, and then not just get too stressed out about what was happening in our country.
In fact, you teach art to children.
Yeah. I started a nonprofit 12 years ago to get the arts back into schools.
Where is this?
Los Angeles.
Ah, where in Los Angeles?
San Fernando Valley.
Really? So. Jennifer? It's
your neighbor.
Turn, right? Jennifer is in...
How are you in the Valley?
I'm a Valley girl.
Yeah, she's a Valley girl. Yeah.
Right. Well, great. Yeah, so we're getting arts back into low-income schools in the Valley over there.
So important, because that is the first... That's gone. Music and art.
I know.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Healthcare, discussions of health ed, phys ed, it's disgusting. That's a whole different... Don't even get me started on that
me
stuff.
Either.
That drives me nuts.
Me either.
So, anyway... you have lived in California for how long?
1987.
Mm-hmm. When did you discover you had stage 3 breast cancer?
November.
This past end of October,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you're just now going through the first treatments.
Right.
And
I'm in the middle.
Okay, so what are you going through?
Chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
went through the first 2 months of what they call the Red Devil, which is Adriamycin. It's the stuff that really
makes you sick.
It's awful.
Awful stuff.
And now I'm off of that, so I can do something like this. I'm on a chemo called Taxol, which is once a week, and it's not nearly as debilitating.
I was telling you the story about my former wife who died last November after having lived with stage 4 for 20 years. And went through all of this stuff four times, went through the same process. And to see her the second time she went through not only what you've described, but she had a process which took all the T cells out of her, the bone marrow and stuff.
Yeah.
They flush you then with chemo, pretty much kill you.
Yeah.
She was in isolation for a month. And the only people who could get in were me, her husband at the time, the kids. That was it. And you know, you think about these things, and over the years, because she had care paid for by, she'd gotten onto Medicare, and I never really quite remember how that happened, because she had insurance. But at any rate, if she had coverage, these operations cost a couple hundred thousand. Or by the time you'd go through the treatment process, over the course of the years, she figured that it cost the system well over $1 million. Now, we can have an argument or a discussion about why it's so expensive, but that's not really the part of the issue that we're confronted with this week. And we're not even confronted with the situation that you have and others. I'm hoping that you had insurance from some insurance company.
No.
So I had, why you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was always insured,
Yeah.
And but the thing was, my husband has his own business, and I run my nonprofit, so we're both small business owners. We didn't have any kind of group health plan, so we had to buy individual insurance off of the, you know, in the individual.
High deductible.
The worst and the worst coverage. But that's what we got.
Right.
And then over the years, it got so expensive that we were using our home equity line of credit when the recession hit so that we could keep paying the $1,500 a month to maintain that health insurance. And then our mortgage, the bank cut us off from our credit line. So that the time came where it's like, okay, we're going to have to take our chances now and live without health insurance, not knowing how long this recession is going to last. My husband was working, but nobody was paying, and people quit giving to charities in L.A., all the charities. So, and I had to keep working to keep this nonprofit going. It was the worst time of our life. We were really most stressful time in our life. So that's why I ended up doing this cartoon strip and doing a lot of painting and stuff. Is like the only thing I could do. I was so worried about all this stuff. I thought I was going to have a stroke, not knowing that I had cancer in me this whole time.
How's your health been generally through your life?
Great. Yeah, so we're
like
paying
pretty healthy. You even look pretty healthy right now.
I've got cancer. It's like, hey, what's up with this? There must be some sort of mistake. I can't have cancer.
Having an attitude as you do helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 But still, you're ticked because of the system and the way it seems to have failed you under the circumstances. So what do you say to people who are upset that, not that you have coverage, because I think most people agree that there ought to be coverage available for those who want it slash need it.
Yeah.
But the whole question comes about the argument against, and this isn't really the argument before the Supreme Court this week, but the argument in general is this is redistribution of wealth. This is taking from those who are paying taxes and helping those who don't pay taxes. And I don't know that that ever is comfortably addressed. I'm betting you have an opinion on that.
See, I don't even think that's terribly accurate. I think that what the Affordable Care Act, you know, the thing that made me the maddest is when I heard that we were going to have to buy health insurance in 2014.
Uh-huh.
And what I want to take responsibility for and what I want to get out there and tell people is I quit listening because I was so angry. I just let go of the rope. If I had done my research, I would have understood that by 2014, if all works as planned, we could afford the health insurance. But what I heard was, I'm going to have to pay these gangsters, $1,500. I'm going to have to go back to paying $1,500 a month. We don't have it, so put us in jail. What are they thinking? So I quit listening. So now, because my life has literally been saved by the Affordable Care Act, I've gone way above above and beyond the average citizen's quest for knowledge here and tried to really educate myself about what this Affordable Care Act really means. So, no, nobody's paying for, you know, I pay, it's PCIP insurance, pre-existing condition insurance plan, and I pay $306 a month. It's all based on age. You have to be a U.S. citizen.
How do they prove that you're a citizen? That's been one of the big bugaboos, as we all know, especially in Los Angeles,
right,
where you live and where I live part of the time and where Jennifer is. We see these abuses all the time.
Yeah, I sent in a copy of my passport.
You did?
Yeah, and then you have to have proof from a doctor that you have the pre-existing condition, and you have to be uninsured for 6 months. Now, that's not going to help everybody, but it sure did help me.
You wrote an op-ed piece in the L.A. Times. I'm wondering whether you... I've not ever been, nor am I, and everybody knows that I'm not an Obama fan. I understand the need for this sort of stuff, but I also am concerned about requiring, and the issue this week really is, do we have to do this, or do we... You know, people in a free society ought to be able to make stupid decisions.
Yeah.
You want to eat lousy food? Fine. As long as you take the responsibility. I don't want to take care of you if you're stupid. I don't want to take care of you at all, frankly. It's not my job. I want to, unless I want to. If it's me who wants to do something that is, a decision I make myself. And so in this circumstance, the argument seems to be that we, either you have to or you don't, and that's what's before the Supreme Court.
Right.
So how do you think that shakes out?
Well, I understand, the anger. The first thing that came out of my mouth when I found out I had breast cancer, when they brought me in and told me the results of my biopsy, was, I'm not a deadbeat. I don't have insurance, but I'm not a deadbeat. I'm an ordinary middle-class person that didn't choose not to buy health insurance. We couldn't afford it. So I am the canary in the coal mine. This is what I want people to understand. The system's imploding. Stuff has to change. And this is not perfect. The Affordable Care Act is not perfect, but something had to happen. So other people are going to be in my same situation. So if we're not required to buy health insurance, which, it's still, I'm sitting with that.
Right.
If an employer then is able to say, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm sick of the hassle, I'm sick of the cost of this, I'm not going to provide insurance for my employees, then those employees are going to end up buying insurance that we were buying, the individual insurance, and they're going to find themselves in my same situation. They can't afford it.
Good luck to you.
Thank
in
you.
Your circumstances.
All right, thanks a lot.
Spike Ward here on the Good Day program at 19 past the hour.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougKevin.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Number one during this week, excuse me, 1979, the Bee Gees and Tragedy. Looking through a number of things, Richie and Jennifer Roberta not here today, so we won't have a Queen of Cheap, but we do have a lot of news from the world of television. Jen is going to take that task on in a little bit. What's the highlight? Where are we going with this, Jen?
Ooh, the big story today. Ooh, somebody else has dropped out of the running for the X Factor.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you about a collision of Seinfeld and 2.5 Men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of tragedies, a lot of news, excuse me, from California this weekend. A woman of Iraqi descent was beaten and then subsequently died.
Yeah.
Another one of these hate crimes, not unlike the situation as is being described with Trayvon Martin. Although, Richie, you said that this morning on some of the TV talk shows, Zimmerman, who's the guy on the other side with some of his friends and his lawyer, are trying to mount a sort of defense for him.
Zimmerman is not. He's basically gone into hiding, especially since the Black Panthers have put out a bounty on his head.
Yeah.
He's got some representative, a friend of his, a black guy, who says he's not a racist and that he wouldn't have done this because of racial motivations, and he wasn't a vigilante kind of guy walking the streets and basically just saying it isn't what everybody seems, and then his lawyer that's what you want to see, and the lawyer's up there saying, listen, I can't divulge a lot of the facts. What we'll tell you now is that Zimmerman has a broken nose and that he's got a gash in the back of his head.
Yeah.
This meant that there was a big struggle going on and he was basically fighting for his life. I cannot give you the rest of the facts because this is being so... It's already been in the court of the media. It's a done deal. Guy's
okay.
A racist and he killed a young,
then
unarmed
let's look
kid.
At this story, and I don't know if I'm guilty of that or not. I'm not happy with this situation by any stretch of the imagination. Zimmerman's background doesn't lead you to believe that he has the qualities that would lead to allowing someone to have neighborhood watch capabilities
right.
And have a gun.
And let's not forget that little comment that he has on the 911 tape
right.
Where
yeah.
He says a very racial...
It's not doing him any
very
favors.
Bad
no.
Epithet.
So
but,
then there's nothing that anybody has, I've seen anyway, about Trayvon Martin that would indicate he was anything other than a good kid. And
correct.
Again, you know me or you don't know me. If you don't know me, you will you'll just have to believe. You don't have to believe. You don't want to. I don't have a racially prejudiced bone in my body. I've grown up around diversity. I embrace it. I like it. I think it's an important part of what America is about. I don't apologize for my feelings that individuals are to be judged on who they are and not what color their skin is or where they come from, yada, yada, yada. Although I will admit to having looked at George Zimmerman and thought the guy looked like a doofus. And that's just, you know, I'm not bad at looking at people and kind of figuring out who they are, actually.
Are you jumping to conclusions because of the way somebody looks?
I may be jumping to a conclusion. Whether it is the correct conclusion or not remains to be seen. What I know is that he ought not to have had a gun. That's what I know.
Yeah.
And under the circumstances, how it escalates to this point, none of it makes any sense to me. And it's a lot like a lot of other senseless stories that we hear. I go back to this woman in Los Angeles who got beaten up. She had her 17-year-old daughter with her, lives in El Cajon.
No, her daughter found her.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What? El Cajon is down by San Diego, though, isn't it?
The city of El Cajon is in San Diego, but then there's also that El Cajon Pass area, which is off of the 15. So I'm not sure exactly where she was.
All right. Anyway, she was mother of five, taken off of life support. Her mother... the daughter says the mother was beaten on the head with a tire iron.
Right.
And, I mean, you can always scream that that's the case. But under the circumstances, this is, I mean, these sorts of things. What's wrong? What's going on here? That so many of these things, what's seething? Why are we all
and how do people
so
get
angry?
Desensitized?
Yeah, like this. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The BioMat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from Capitol Hill. We're in the, let's see, what is this building? Richie, you know the Humana, I think. What is it? What's the building? What is it? United Methodist Building. Really?
Oh, wow.
Do I have to pray before I go on the air or what?
That's a nice building.
Howard Monroe from Wheeling, West Virginia. I'm on his station. He's on my station. Are you on my station? I don't know whether you are on my station or not. I don't think you are. No. So I'm in better position because I'm on your station. Hmm. Howard is one of the stalwarts when we have these radio rows. I always like seeing him and a lot of the other people who come to have these conversations that are interesting and important when it comes to public policy. This is a great discussion to be having because a lot of people just don't know. It reminds me of what we were just discussing, Richie and I, off the air. We're talking about this Zimmerman case and the news media being all over it, and basically the court of public opinion has this guy guilty as charged before tried. And it may be that there are good reasons to think that. However, the system is the system.
System fair trial.
Ought to have a way to give this guy a fair trial. But with the news media being the way it is, almost impossible in a case like this to get a fair trial anymore.
Yeah.
And so if he is guilty, he won't be found guilty. Look at O.J. Simpson. Yeah. Or how many other stories can you gained the...
Well, see, what I think of is just being from L.A., I think the Rodney King case.
And that's so what I'm if thinking. This is the Rodney King case.
Yeah.
What if he is found not guilty? Does that mean we're going to deal with riots and uprising and, I mean,
already,
what happens next?
There's some of that kind of
going on
now.
Yeah, it's already going on.
Black Panthers are all over this. And you know, you got somebody like Al Sharpton who's whipping everything up. And they use it for their own...
You know what? For people to come to the aid of a 17-year-old boy who was killed, I don't have a problem with that at all.
No.
That's thank God we have people that will do that.
Yeah.
But for somebody to put a bounty out on somebody's head to find him and capture him, that to me scares me to death.
Well, the whole thing...
That we've got this court of public opinion so riled up now that we have groups putting bounties on people's heads to be able to bring them to justice... Before justice has even been served.
Right.
And it scares me.
Yeah. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. We'll continue to react and sort of discuss these things that are going before the Supreme Court today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. A lot of attention focused on it. It's a pretty good news story and pretty interesting human. You can hear some of the people that we'll have on who have a story to tell about health care, health insurance, that sort of thing. I don't know what would have happened. I mean, I go back to, if you didn't hear this lady, you can hear the replay if you go to DougStephan.com. Hour number two, this lady named Spike Ward, who was here telling us she has stage three breast cancer. Tony had stage four. And I don't know what would have happened to her had she not had the coverage that she had. I mean, what would have, under the circumstances, she wouldn't have gotten the coverage. She got the best care. And it wasn't necessarily that I thought it was the right care. You see, there's, there's a difference always too. And my bugaboo with this all along has been, in essence, are we going to be able to have prevention and education as an important part of this? I'm not convinced that we have enough, although I have been convinced that there is more prevention in it. The tools are there than I thought was the case before. So, at any rate, it continues to be a hot topic. Hot topic, like the girls on The View. Hot topics. 800, and we've been told so many times by one of our one of the women that I love most in this business, don't use that term. It sounds too radio-ese. And it does.
Oh, let's have this hour's topic on the Rusty Blanky show is...
Yeah. All right, 23 before the hour. Jennifer and...
What's our next topic?
Our next topic is television.
You're just checking.
Because Roberta's not here, so we don't have updated Queen of Cheap information today, but there always is a lot of stuff that is continuing. And great supermarket coupons at DougStephan.com. And if you go to the box that's next to Roberta's, the Queen of Cheap box, you see the info that's updated every day from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who today has information on why cocoa is so good for you, where to get it and how much to pay for it, that sort of thing. He's been very interesting to see how over the weekend there were a lot of people who were focused on the essence of the Farm Bill. People are getting really educated to food events, food procurement, and things like the Farm Bill, which heretofore wouldn't have been anything that the average person would talk about or even know anything about. But now, because it's $25 billion and because people maybe like me have been talking about it to the point of disgust when you look at how much money goes to the big agribusinesses and how the small farmers are screwed, and because I'm actually a small farmer myself and I don't take any subsidies, I'd like to be able to have access at least to some things that sort of even off the ability to get, for example, costs covered when it comes to the production of milk. The big companies have so screwed around with this that the guys, they keep putting the little guys out of business because it's easier for them to deal with the big companies, the dairies that have 5,000-6,000 cows. Like as I go across from Arizona into El Paso every year, seemingly I go back and forth there a couple times a year, and the big dairies, as in those of you who are in El Paso know exactly what I'm talking about. You're on the 10 and headed in either direction, and there are four or five farms that are along there that have thousands of cows, and it stinks. It doesn't smell like my farm. It stinks. And the cows are in up to their ears in cow manure, and the quality of milk is horrible. So anyway, there's a new book called Food Fight that's written by a guy named Daniel Imhoff, and in it, he talks about the Farm Bill and educates people as to how you are benefiting or not. And mostly you aren't, because more of the money than ought to be are not going to rural economies and to nutrition programs and to farmers, small farmers that need the help. It's all going, the billions of dollars. These guys have their lobbyists like Cargill and AMD, or not AMD, what's the... ADM. ADM. They own all of these means of production, and they get billions of dollars. For what? Look at their profit, the bottom line. And this is what's so wrong with the lobbying system that we have. Another thing to be grumpy about, and I don't want to be grumpy. I want to get at, it's a beautiful day, by the way, in Washington this morning.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
What a absolutely,
I'm surprised. Usually you travel with bad weather. So
he left
out of it, I think.
He came in and I pushed it back.
Yeah, Richie pushed it back. But the cherry blossoms and the stuff that is... last time I was here, actually, I'm looking out over... I had forgotten this. I'm looking across the street onto the Commons because we're right at the juncture where the Supreme Court is, the Capitol building, and this is the most beautiful part of the city, I think. Much better. This is a more beautiful area, frankly, than where the White House is. And we're across the street. Remember when I had the cow and I had my picture taken with the senators and it was all over the place?
Yeah.
That was right across the street from me. It was very cool.
It's a great city.
It's a great city. A lot of interesting things.
It's even better if you're not driving through it with a U-Haul.
Yeah, right. And the Secret Service
station. It's a lot easier.
Secret Service station.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you. 19
you're
before
not suspicious
the hour.
At all.
No, I'm not a suspicious guy.
One out of 12. See the man with the ripped pants and the bulldog driving around in a U-Haul one block away from the White House?
Yeah.
Alert.
And that was it. I was one block. I didn't even know where I was. I turned around. The guy says, you're right. The White House is... I said, right. Where's the White House? He says, right over. I turned around, looked out the window. The White House is across the lawn.
Right.
From where I was. So,
But here's the reality. They have the White House so cordoned off. They have Pennsylvania Avenue blocked off.
Yep.
Constitution, yes, runs open to the White House. But, I mean, it's an eighth of a mile away because of the lawn and the fields and everything.
Right.
17th Street is blocked with the old executive building. And then over on the other side, 15th Street, you can't get anywhere close to the White House with a truck to, big enough to do any damage.
Right, exactly. So. But I look like a shifty guy, apparently.
You do.
You do.
All right. Those beady eyes and those ripped pants.
There is a big deal for men and women going on right now. You've heard me talk about Master Prostate Formula and how good it is because it's 12 key ingredients that promote healthy prostate function, help you get a better night's sleep.
You know what I want you to do to really tell people what you think of Master Prostate Formula? You're right there in the middle of a radio row going on with broadcasters from all over the country. Yeah. I want you to scream at the top of your lungs, I love Master Prostate Formula.
Do it right now. Do it.
I think I won't.
Do it.
Come on, Doug.
Come on. Do it for the show.
How do you feel about this Master Prostate Formula?
I am already...
Let radio shows all around.
You already have a hole in your pants. They're already laughing at you for that. Just say it.
Come on. Throw your hands up. I love Master Prostate Formula. Do it.
Do it.
Come on. I dare you.
You've already done it for me, Richie. It's okay.
No, do it there. Come on.
Okay.
You'll be on all those other radio stations around
here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the people that produce Master Prostate Formula will benefit greatly.
They will. It's like wearing a sandwich sign.
It's free advertising on all these radio stations that they aren't paying for.
Yeah, right,
You're
exactly.
doing them a great service.
I am. I'm a great human being that way. You ought to know how important it is to take care of your prostate. Your prostate can affect urine flow, sleeping. Can you imagine if I yell that across the floor?
Who's got the best urine flow?
My urine flow is great.
How about your intimacy?
Let's race.
Yell that? Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's what you need to do.
Take a poll of the room. How many of you guys are getting up early in the morning and have to go to the bathroom, huh? Yeah, you, Howard,
it.
Anybody?
There it is. Oh, I'm sure he is.
All right.
Anyway, so this is how this works. Master Prostate, 12 key ingredients promoting a healthy prostate function. But the best thing about all of this is you get a good night's sleep. You're feeding your prostate, so you're keeping it healthy. And you're keeping the person that you're sleeping with very happy. And that is why more women actually call 800-421-1712 than do men. 800-421-1712 is the number for you to call to order a free bottle of Super Master Prostate Formula. It is the best thing, but maybe consider... under the circumstances, the alternative, not good. But Master Prostate is something that's free for you right now if you take action today while we're talking about it. The million bottle giveaway that I was involved in last fall, now being replicated, another million bottles being given away. Master Prostate, incredible, amazing free bottle offer right now available at 800-421-1712. Candy's here. She's smiling at me because I'm talking about the Master Prostate Formula. It's all right, Candy. It's fine. I know. She says she hopes I don't need it. Thank you, Candy. Candy is one of my... All right, the number again. I'm going to talk about Candy for a second. 800-421-1712. Candy and I have... I said, sit down for a second here. She's the organizer of this. I was trying to remember when you and I first met, when I was talking to your assistant last night. I don't remember when we first met. We've known each other that long.
I know.
We were on a trip someplace, weren't we?
Well, we went to Morocco together.
It was in the 90s. It was in the early 90s, 94,
no,
like in there?
I think in the late 90s, maybe, when I was at the DNC. But I know that
Megan was with us on that trip. But no, I think we went someplace before that.
We went to Norway. We went to Morocco.
Yeah.
And we went to Jamaica.
That's right.
We went to Jamaica.
Yeah, we went to Jamaica.
Remember we stayed at Sandals? The armed guards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a great... But we've had... it's been interesting how, over the years, things, people develop and things change and yada, yada. So when you went into this business, you get into organizing things like this. Truth be told, I didn't really want to come. But I did it because of you. But actually, I'm now happy that I am here because this is the conversation of the week. And sometimes we don't always hit the conversation of points when you want to, but this is the debate of the week, the discussion of the week, other than Zimmerman and what happened with the black kid in Florida.
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, and the Hunger Games and what an atrocious waste of time that movie is. An unbelievable discussion, I think, to be had. That's a public forum that needs to really be vetted. But in terms of public policy, this is the action this week
here. This is as big as, Brown, the Board of Education.
Yeah, right.
And all eyes are on the Supreme Court this week. This will change America.
And most people don't get what the real issue is, interestingly enough. They don't know that the real decision or the discussion before the Supreme Court is really about whether you should be forced to buy the... It's not about the care at all. It's not about the passing of... I mean, that's what all the talk show hosts will kind of whip it up into that. But it's really just about whether or not you and I should be required to have to pay if we don't want to. That's really what it's about.
Well, you have to have health care.
It's desirable. But if people decide not to, it ought to be their decision, as long as you and I don't have to pay to fix their problem after the fact. And that's really where the conundrum is.
Yeah. The big problem really comes down to the hospitals having to pay, I think it's $1 trillion for the care of other people
it
who
costs,
can't afford.
And then they jack up the race.
All those costs are passed on to you and to me and to our parents and friends.
But they still are going to be because somebody's got to pay. If it's not through this mechanism, it's through the tax roll. It's just one or the other. So how do you fix the right? It's really a difficult thing.
It's a real problem because, you get 30 million new people coming into the system.
Yeah.
For me, the crisis, real crisis, is where are the doctors going to come from? Because we already have a shortage of 90,000 doctors.
They don't want to go into this business anymore because they can't make any money at it. And that's another issue. But what I really want to know, I was talking earlier, and I don't know that we did in this hour, Richie, about my pants. I have a large hole in the back of my pants.
And can you help him, Candy?
Well, she already did. She was very helpful. And
she got it. Candy, you break out your roll of duct tape?
No, she didn't do that. She just wanted to make sure. She felt in the back there to make sure that it wasn't...
Now I get it. You just wanted her to feel back there. Nice.
Yeah.
This has become
We're
a very suggestive show.
Yes, it has. We better move on. All right. It's 11 before the hour, and good day.
All right, sir. Your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see. 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep. It's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Orthopedic surgeons and automakers have a message for drivers. The number one auto safety feature is you. Dr. John Tung, president of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, explains.
The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and our partner, the Auto Alliance, are reminding Americans that the most advanced safety feature in any car is the driver. Automakers recognize the driver behavior as an important part of understanding the issue of driver distraction, and orthopedic surgeons are the medical specialists who not only treat, but want to prevent traumas caused in road crashes. We know that all drivers make choices behind the wheel. Our ongoing driver safety campaign urges drivers to keep their eyes on the road and their hands on the wheel to avoid injuries. Our goal is for drivers to decide to drive each and every time they're behind the wheel.
For more information, visit decidetodrive.org. That's decidetodrive.org.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, live from Washington, not in the same place where Richie is. He's over on the other side of town in the master control room of our originating network, Radio America, taking care of Charlotte, who apparently is doing A-OK. She hears my voice and she's looking around for me, I know. But she's, you know what, she, the reason, one of the reasons I love her as much as I do is because she so goes with the flow. She's not fazed at all by being there.
No.
You know? She's not. She's just
on her. And that's because last night when we were...
Did you blow a whistle?
Yes, I did. For you, because you're hot.
Just checking.
Last night we were trying to think about what to do with Charlotte, because obviously where you are at today...
Yeah, I couldn't have her here with you.
Yeah, she couldn't be there, and you didn't want to leave her in a truck for 5 or 6 hours. So
no.
I'm like, put her at the network. She's comfortable there. She knows the place.
Yeah, she's been up there plenty of times.
Yeah.
So it's cool. All right, speaking of cool things, Jennifer Horn is here. We're going to talk mostly about the television news of the day, because there's a lot of it, whether we spend time on the Hunger Games here or not, or whether we put it someplace else. Katie Couric in the news. I say, well, let's let Jennifer bring us the story, and then I'll throw my 2 cents worth in. It's coming right up here on Good Day. Stand by.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax, and my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit, and we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Okay. Jennifer, let's see here. Do you want to start with Katie Couric, or do you want to...
Sure, we can start with Katie, since you brought her up, and she's actually featured very prominently at DougSteffen.com. You can check out the story there. We knew Katie had a TV show coming up. We've heard about her daytime talk show, but now there's a start date. September 10th is the big day. She'll be doing her show live from New York in front of a studio audience. I like saying that. Live from New York. It's Katie Couric.
Yay! I say to Katie, look over your shoulder, because Oprah and her own network are going to...
She'll be back.
I think Oprah's network is failing and will basically...
The clock is ticking on Oprah.
Great. And Oprah,
will come back.
Right.
What I think is going to be the interesting part before that, though, is soap operas on ABC are... There's only one left, General Hospital, and they don't have a place for it.
Really?
So they're either talking about moving General Hospital to the evenings, canceling it altogether.
Put it on as an evening drama, you mean?
Yeah, would that be kind of cool? And that might be the reinvention for soap operas.
Did I tell you that I was in the drugstore with Larry Hagman the other day? I don't know if I said that. Yeah.
No, you didn't. That's cool.
I went to pick up. Yeah, I was looking for something, and he was there, and he looked at me.
Did you call
him JR? No, but he knew. I mean, he had on a very dapper looking outfit, and he had on an interesting hat, one of those English type hats. I was standing next to him. While his credit card was put in and he was signing on the machine like everybody else, and he looked at me as if to say, "Why are you looking at me? Sign my name." Yeah,
because you're Larry Hagman. Dude.
So I wondered about what was going on with Dallas and the re-up.
You know, no, it's coming. They gave us actually a start date of June something.
So it's in production now, then.
Oh, yeah. No, it's ready to go. And so many of the old cast members have signed on, so I think it's going to be really, really a cool show. So
The reason I brought it up is because we're talking about nighttime soaps. If that's got to be the granddaddy.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Knott's Landing and some
Dynasty.
Of those, Dynasty,
that was a big one.
Okay,
all right, more
else?
X Factor news. I think the next person on the ask list might be me, because they knocked off so many people.
So is Brittany not doing it?
Brittany is still in the running, but the one that is not doing it now, and it's confirmed, is Fergie. There was a rumor she was going to be joining
she'd
the cast. She said she's taking a break.
Really?
Well, I think she, you know, I'm speculating here. I think she might be trying to have a baby. She's 36. She's married to Josh Duhamel.
Oh, sure. I'm not thinking about that Fergie. I was thinking about the other Fergie from England.
Plus, Maria Bello. Remember Maria Bello? She's joining Touch with Kiefer Sutherland as a mother of his daughter.
Oh, cool. She was just on that show that didn't work on NBC.
Just that one.
Right. 50.